Hallelujah.
Love Hope Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise the name of our God, for he is the true and living God. Good morning, Heavenly Father. We honor your holy presence this morning. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your comfort and your guidance. We honor you, Lord Jesus, for your life that you gave for our lives, so that we could have abundant life. We thank you, O God, for your mercy, that your mercies are brand new every day. Father God, we repent in the name of Jesus for every way we've sinned against you, every transgression, every trespass, every iniquity, and the little foxes that spoil our vine. Our relationship with you, Mokoshe, is important, O God. We desire to please you, O God. We ask you to forgive us and create in us a clean heart daily that we might come before your presence in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that you are, Mokoshe, great and greatly to be praised. And we thank you, Father, for your great love for each one of us. Oh, we just honor you this morning in the name of Jesus. Help us, your people, to love you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, Mokoshe Bakaridia, I cover every person on Bible Story Land this morning and even those who will come on later with your precious blood. Oh, Lord Jesus, I thank you for shedding your precious blood. I draw a bloodline around each of us this morning, and I bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge of the enemy. Mokoshe Bakaridia, and I loose the mighty power of your blood on each one of us. I apply the blood over our homes, over us, on Mokoshe Baka, over our cars, and everything concerning us in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that the computer, the phone lines are saturated with your anointing. I bind phone voidance, every eavesdropping spirit, every scanner spirit in the name of Jesus. And we loose your Holy Spirit to be over each one of us in the name of Jesus. Have your way today in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you for hearing this prayer and for answering it in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome, welcome this morning. God is our Father. We are his children, his creation. Today is Family Day on Bible Storyland. So we thank God for each of you. God loves us so much that he gave Jesus. Jesus is our friend. Greater love have no man like Jesus. He laid down his life for you. Yeah, you, I'm talking to you. For you and you and you. Just in case you think he didn't do it for you. Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did. Jesus came and he laid down his life for you. But I thank God that he is now before the Father, and he is, Mokoshe, interceding on our behalf. So we are grateful, grateful, grateful this morning for the King of Kings being present with us this morning. In the name of Jesus, we honor Father God this morning, and we give him thanks for his goodness and his mercy. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation. The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. On the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph, triumphant. The Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. What a great God we serve. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loves. Selah. God is gone up with a shout. Hallelujah. God has gone up with the shout. Hallelujah. The Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises to our God, our King. Sing praises unto him. For God is the King of the whole earth, all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. Hear this, all ye people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. I will incline my ear to a parable. We will open our dark saying upon a harp. Wherefore should we fear in the day of evil, when the iniquity of our heel shall compass us about? They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother. None of them by any means can redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their soul is precious, and it ceases forever. Trust in the Lord and do good. For God so loved you, yes, you, and you, and you, and Jesus. He gave Jesus so that we might live and have abundant life. So I praise God for each of you this morning from every city, every state in the nation that's on Bible Story Land. I appreciate you. God loves you even more than I can even begin to tell you. Well, this morning we have a great woman of God, Karen Itell from Houston, Texas. I mean, she loves to praise the Lord. So I thank God for you this morning. Karen, how are you?
I am doing good.
All right.
And my song this morning is going to be Friends Are Friends Forever.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Friends are friends forever. Now, you know, there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Jesus is that friend. The Word of God says, iron sharpeneth iron, so a friend sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. So I just thank God for each of you this morning being, you know, a friend to Jesus. You know, he's our friend, but I turn around and I call him my friend. He is my friend. You know, I want to let you know that there is an Iron Sharpness Iron Conference coming up this coming week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Spoken Word Ministries here in Jacksonville. You're invited to come. It's at Steel and Blue. The Apostle Kimberly Daniels is the pastor there. She and her husband are apostles, pastors Kimberly Daniels and Ardell Daniels. And Iron Sharpeneth Iron is going to be a great conference. Lots of impartations. The prophetic will be there. So you're invited to come. It is December the 16th, 17th, and 18th. And guess what? There's no charge. You can come and be in the presence of the Holy God at a conference for no charge and be blessed of the Lord. So I look forward to seeing you there. You are invited. Our next guest is a mighty woman of God from Marrero, Louisiana, near New Orleans. She has the anointing of praise and worship. She has a blog talk, a radio show called God's Favorites. She is going to bring the word of God this morning. She will tell you a little bit about her show, God's Favorites, and she'll tell you, how to call. She'll give you the call-in number. Her name is Evangelist Vivian George. Good morning, Evangelist Vivian. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Sister Carissa. It's a blessing to hear your voice this morning. God bless you.
Likewise to you. Good morning. All right, you want to tell us a little bit about your show, God's Favorites, and give us the number?
Okay. The title of my show is God's Favorites Program Radio Ministry. The number is, if you would like to call in, the number is 1-714-409-0578. That's
okay,
every
I'm sorry.
Sunday
Could you
night.
Slow it down a little bit because I'm writing it down. Slow it down and give it to me a little bit slower.
1-714-409-0578.
Okay.
And that's every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Every Sunday night at 7 p.m. God's Favorites has been reaching out in the home now for over some years. And I feel like the Lord has anointed me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, and he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and to recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and preach the acceptable year of the Lord. I find that so many women and families are going through with sons behind prison walls. So much abuse going on in the home now, so much going on, and I feel like the Lord has called me to reach out to the brokenhearted, broken families, because when one hurt, the whole family hurt, to reach out to those that seem as though they have no hope. We meet at my house every first Saturday of the month. 10 o'clock. The Bible told us to pray ye one for another, and when more than one come together, it's a twofold cord and a threefold cord is already broken. We should be gathering to pray, whether it's on Blog Talk Radio, whether it's in the home or wherever, to pray for one another. So if anybody is listening and would like to join in, wherever you are, if you can't come, you can join in by telephone. We'll do it by telephone and let you join in with prayer with us on first Saturdays of the month. Also, on God's Favors program, if you have a son behind prison walls and would like the word of God to be mailed out to him, get us your his name and docket number. We have a mail-out. God's Favorites have a mail-out every month to those behind prison walls. We know that the Word of God is being taught in there, but they can never get enough of the Word of God. So we send the Word of God out, and the Word of God is going out all over this country, from California to Chicago, New Orleans, wherever we can get a son or a daughter's name to reach out to them. Okay, Sister Carissa?
Amen, amen. So that's God's Favorites.
Come
Blog Talk on Sunday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The call-in number is 1-714-409-0578. Again, the number is, I'm sorry, did you say something?
And if you would like to call the home number for the prayer, it's 1-504-347-5797.
Okay. So the call-in number for the radio show is Sunday night at 714-409-0578. They meet, God's Favorites meet at her home the first Saturday of every month. What time do y'all meet?
10 o'clock.
10 a.m.?
Yes, 10 a.m.
10 a.m., the first Saturday in every month. The number to call in for prayer that first Saturday of every month at 10 a.m. is 504-347-5797. That number again, first Saturday, call in. God's Favorites meet at Sister Vivian, Evangelist Vivian's home, is 504-347-5797, 10 a.m. All right, we ready for the Word of God. You ready, Sister Evangelist Vivian?
Yes, I am.
All right, we're ready to listen.
Praise God, praise God. I am so happy that Sister Carissa called me and asked me to be on the show, because I just want to let you know she is so precious to me that, you know, I don't believe in lifting up people. I believe that we ought to leave it to the Lord, but there are sometimes we have to let a person know when we love them how much we appreciate them. And I really appreciate her, because when I got ready to go on Blog Talk Radio, I have troubled her so much because I didn't know what I was doing. You know, it's good for us sometimes to admit that we just a dime on this thing. You know, some of us wants to be so high and mighty, but I am just a down-to-earth person. I believe in saying what I am, you know. I didn't know what I was doing, and I had to rely upon her, and I bugged her so much that she should not be speaking to me now. So that tells me she got some love in her heart, because she had to put up with me. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I thank God for her. I thank God for her commitment for dealing with me, because it was hard till I began to learn how to operate on Blog Talk Radio. I want to say thank you, Sister Carissa, for your patience and your time. Thank you. This morning it's about the family. Praise God. Hallelujah. And as I was saying earlier, God's Favorites reaches out to the family, to people in general. And I want to talk about the fall this morning. Praise God. We know that in the book of Genesis, God created man in his own image. And the Bible says he created male and female. He did not create the same gender, two men or two women.
Oh, I'm sorry, she got knocked off, but she'll be back on in a minute. She was talking about the fall, how God created man in his own image. He created male and female.
Uh-huh.
Sister Jackie, are you back? Evangelist Vivian?
I'm here. I never did get knocked off, but I heard something in the line.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead. We just couldn't hear you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And then God formed a marriage, a union between two. It was male and female. Of a man and a man, or a woman and a woman, as some is doing up today. It's against God's plan. And we need to go back to God's plan. Today, we are forming all kind of stuff that God did not organize. Praise God. Then God placed Adam and Eve in the vast garden, and he told them how to take care of it, what to do and what not to do. But man have disobeyed, and sin fell upon the whole world. Few people realize
your phone is going in and out, Sister Vivian.
Okay, let me put it in another direction. How is
okay.
that? Few people realize that husbands carry a great responsibility. God told man how to be the priest of his house, to love his wife, how to cherish her, to provide for her. Because Adam sinned, God said man is to work by the sweat of his brow, and woman is to bear children, hard labor pains. Then man is to teach your family the word of God at home. So when they go out, they will be well prepared. Is man teaching his family today as the plan has been laid? God has a plan, people. And God wants us to follow his plan, not man's plan. Man's plan is going to vanish. Few realize that being a parent entails an awesome responsibility. Woman plays a great part as well as the man, because God made them as one when they got married. Praise God. And that plan plays a big role in keeping your home and preparing for your husband and children. God said, woman, obey your own husband. We got too many people, women want to run out there and obey other things and just run over the man. But he didn't call you. He called you, woman, to walk alongside, to be that helper. Only the husband and wife who have had a genuine experience of salvation and the filling of the Holy Spirit will be able to stand the onslaught sexually, emotionally, financially, morally, and spiritually. They should be united and put to training of their children. I'm going to go to the book of 1 Peter and read that. 1 Peter chapter 3, 1 through 7 reads as thus, likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husband, that if any obey not the word, they also may be without the word, be won by the conversation of the wise. They should have good behavior to your husband, not mean and evil, praise God. Who's adorning? Let it not be that outward adorning, a plaiting of the hair, and of the weighing of gold, and putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart. Your heart should be so humble and loving to your husband that it will win him over. Praise God. in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of the meek and quiet spirit, which is the sight of God, is great price. For after this manner, in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection to their own husbands. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well, and are not afraid with any amazement. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife and unto the weaker vessel, as being heirs together of the grace of life. My God, that your prayers be not hindered. Let me tell you, that's why a lot of our family members, the husband or the wife, your prayers is not going forth and you are not seeing any fruit because they are being hindered, because you are being disobedient to God. Praise God. In order for your prayers not to be hindered, you must follow the plan of God. You can't treat your wife any kind of way. You can't do your husband any kind of way. You must follow the plan of God. Praise God. Let's look at 8 through 13. Finally, be all of one mind, having compassion. All of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren. Be pitiful. Be courteous. That's what we need in the home today. That's what we need in our homes today. We got too many people in the home doing their own thing and saying, you can't tell me nothing, especially us women. We need to calm down a little. Not rendering evil for evil. Look, husbands, look, ye wives, we are still in the flesh. We're going to do some things to hurt each other. But let's not render evil for evil. Yes, I know that husband's son did something to hurt you. Yes, I know that wife did something to hurt you. But are we going to render evil for evil? Are we going to run out there with somebody else and do our thing? No, we're going to turn back to God in love in spite of, so we can win each other's love back. Because my word tells me that love never fails. Love never fails. So if your love fails somewhere, you fail with God. Because God's love will never end. Praise God. Hallelujah. Not rendering evil for evil, not railing or railing, but contrariwise, blessing. We ought to be blessing each other continually. Knowing that ye are therefore called that ye should inherit the blessing. You can inherit the blessings of God if you stay with God's plan. Praise God. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and let his lips, that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensure. For the eyes of the Lord is over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. See, if you follow God's plan, his ears will be open to your prayers. A lot of our prayers are not going anyplace. That's why we are not seeing any victories. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Did you hear what the word of God said? I don't care how you try to twist this thing. God's word said it. His face will be against you. Your prayers, I'm telling you today, your prayers are not going any place if you're not staying with the plan of God. I don't care how many marches they form in this city to stop crime. We must go back to the home. I don't care how many meetings they plan in the city. It must go back to the home. This is where God originally planned it. The plans of evil are coming from the home. And who is he that will harm you if ye are followers of that which is good? We got to learn how to follow that which is good. Praise God. Let's go to Ephesians, another scripture. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ephesians 5, 20 through to 29 says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. He is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is, see, first you got to be a wife to your husband before you can be out there to the church. Praise God. Therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husband in everything. Husband loves your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water of the word. You should be washed with the water of the word by your husband before you even go out to the church. Praise God. Hallelujah. That he might present to himself a glorious church, not having spot nor wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives and their own body as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as the Lord, the church. We can see men how they are lovers of themselves more than lovers of their wife. They got some men out here want to look better than their wife when they should be walking together. Praise God. I had that kind of husband. That husband, if he were looking, he wanted his wife to look good. Praise God. Because we are a part of them. Listen, God has a plan for the family. Until we be obedient and obey God's plan, our children will forever be on the streets with drugs, alcohol, murderers, drunkards, prostitution, pants hanging low, disobedient, obscene language, no respect for others, and neither authority. Neither authority. I remember when I was coming up, I had to respect authority. I was taught that I am supposed to respect anybody older than I am. I don't care if they were just 2 years older, that person was older, and I am to give them respect. Praise God. Now concerning children, I say God has a plan. Praise God. The Bible says, in Proverbs, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Satan is the one that has caused violence and death in the first home and now in these end days and again waging a full-scale attack, not only on the parent but on the children. Violence on TV causes violence in the street.
and even little children are committing terrible crimes. Tobacco and liquor are so glamorized, attractive advertised stuff all over billboards that hundreds of thousands of boys and girls are becoming addicts. Our children have to be taught in the home about these things. When they see them, they won't bow to them. A fool despises his father's instruction. If he is taught at home, women, teach your children how. I see so many women just letting their children disrespect their fathers. And it hurts my heart. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent not. If your children are very well, you have love in your home, they won't be enticed when they hit the streets. They can say no. But it's got to start in the home. God's plan for man. Children must be disciplined, not in wrath, but in love. My mother taught me to love. When I would come to her and complain, Mama say, love. Just keep on loving, baby, love in spite of. But you see, I had to be taught that at an early age. And I had to be taught that in my home. I wasn't taught that by some people outside. But it started as a little child growing up in the home to love. I remember one day I looked at a girl at school and she had this long, beautiful, curly hair hanging down her back. And I said, oh, I wished I had hair like that. So I went home and I told my mama how pretty her hair was. And how I wish my hair was that long and curly. Mama said, baby, never wish for someone else's hair. God gave you what he wanted you to have. Thank God for your hair. And that pondered that in my heart. I said, wow. My mother tells me don't wish for somebody else. Be thankful for what God gave me. Then she began to teach me about that. So again, I'm saying, it have to come from the home. Us women need to be teaching our children. Praise God. Let's look at another verse. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from them. The correction have to be done in the house, in the home, because, see, the devil is as a roaring lion. He's seeking whom he may devour. He can be devouring the father, the mother, the children. Praise God. The father of a fool has no joy. He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chastening him betimes. If a father don't chasten his son, and I'm not saying go and beat him up with all kind of sticks and cards, but that is a way to chasten your children and put the fear of the Lord in their hearts. We have to chastise our children at home. And we know that we got so many broken homes, that we got step-parents that is abusing the children. That's because the home is out of order. Praise God. Correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall give delight to thy soul. If you chastise that child correctly, he will give delight to your soul. Praise God. Children, obey your parents in the Lord in all things. for this is way of pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. I tell you, God has a plan, and the fall has been because man has not followed the plan of God. Young people should know who will not be saved. These will have their part in the lake of fire. Let me tell you, when I was a little child, I go back from my childhood, from where I am now. My mother used to teach me the way of salvation, and she would tell me that if you be disobedient and don't obey God's plan, you're going to burn in hell forever. And I used to cry. And I used to come home from church crying. And it was in my heart burning. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to burn forever. I know what fire was like. I knew what the fire was like in the fireplace. And I know how hot it was. And they said it's going to be 7 times hotter. I did not. And I still don't want to. I still have that teaching in my heart. I know I don't want to go to hell. And after I have grown up and realized since the fall of man, Jesus came on the scene. He came down as we are celebrating this season right now. We don't know whether this was the month or what month it was, but it doesn't matter. We celebrate Jesus every day for what he has done for us. He come down to save fallen man. He died for us and bore our sin. Another thing I remember my mother taught me, and we have to have giving parents. My mother taught me to give. They didn't have very much. And I've seen those days in my life when I didn't have it. But whatever I have, I gave. My mother, when she would prepare us to go to church, my brother and I, the other children hadn't came on. There was 8 of us, but at the time there was only 2. And mother would give us a silver dime, each one of us a silver dime. And she said, this is your, I don't know why she would save just a silver dime for us, but she would save that to give to us to go in church. And mother said, when you get to church and they take up the offering, this is your offering. I would put my silver dime in the offering. But guess what? My brother would hide his in his pocket. And he would go to the store when he get a chance. He would spend his. My brother is lost today. I'm saved, and I believe that's from the teaching of my parents. Praise God. Today, I'm a giver. I believe in giving tithe and offering. I believe in giving unto the Lord my first fruits, as he has taught. The word teaches us to give back unto the Lord a portion of what he has given us, being thankful for what God has given us, not being selfish. Render whatever I can do in love for you. I've been taught love, love. People and parents know how to love people, then you can teach your children how to love. We have so many angry parents. Our homes is filled with so much anger and bitterness until the children is going out in the street with anger and bitterness. In the schools, if you go in the school, the children are angry because they are coming from angry homes. I say to you, parent out there, if you are a single parent, you can make it. If both of them is in the home, you can make it. if you go back to God's original plan. The first thing God taught us in his word was love until the end. God's word is love. Practice charity. Practice doing for others. Practice giving to others. You say, well, it may be hard. I don't have very much. I didn't either. But what I had, I gave. And I still give. Because I know the word of God said, as I give, more he'll give back to me. God got everything already in plan for us. All we have to do is step out and be obedient. God will make a way for you where there seems to be no way. I pray this season, as we are celebrating the birth of Christ, that it's in your heart to be a cheerful giver in whatever you do, in time, money, gifts, charity, love, whatever thine hands, the Bible say, whatever your hands find to do, do it unto the glory of God. Just don't do it to get recognition, as I said at the beginning. Don't do anything to look for recognition from man, because in man frailties, he will fail you. Look for your recognition to come from above. God will recognize you. God will give unto you. He'll call men to give unto your bosom. He say, God will just make ways where there seemeth to be no way for you if you follow the plan of God. Praise God. I want to thank you, Sister Caritha, for letting me come on today. I want to thank my prayer partner. I think that is on. She has been sick this week, but she told me she would be on today, and I just want to thank everybody out there that listened to this message today, that you will go out today and the rest of this month celebrating the birth of Christ for what he has done for us. Praise God, and I just want to bless each one of you that's listening on this program. Amen.
Amen, amen. I thank God for the word this morning. Evangelist Vivian George gave an awesome word about how God created man. Read it in Genesis, and his plan for the family, his plan for husbands, his plans for wives. And she talked in, she gave some scriptures in 1 Peter 1 through 7, 1 Peter 3, 1 through 7, 1 Peter 3, 18 through 13. And she kept emphasizing God's plan for families, God's plan for families, God's plan for husbands, God's plan for wives, God's plan for children. So if we follow God's plan, everything will be in order according to God's plan. And he'll heal our land when we follow his plan. But we'll be saying, well, why don't God do something? He has done something. But we got to follow his plan for it to be activated. We can't follow our own plan. This home, follow that plan. This home, follow that plan. No, 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 no. There is one plan that God gave. So I thank you, Evangelist Vivian George. That was an awesome word. Now, I'm going to tell you, she and I didn't talk about anything other than the family. But you, when you listen to my message, you will hear that it's all connected in the spirit. Well, Sister Jackie Travis from Jacksonville, Florida, has been waiting patiently, and I thank God for her. She's a great woman of God who works with the elderly. She has a husband and children. God has truly blessed her to be a mighty woman of God with a voice, a powerful voice. Good morning, Sister Jackie.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm blessed, darling. I'm blessed. Like you say, I'm really blessed. I thank you for having me on. You know, I was at my little lady's house waiting, but I had to leave because I got other things. I got to ring the bell today for the Salvation Army. So I had to go. But she's going to sing with us next Saturday. If I get over there the Sunday after next.
Okay.
But yeah, I just wanted to sing a song for the family. I know I talk with you and everything, so we'll sing a song. She wanted to sing this little light of mine. So we'll just add that on with the song that I'm going to sing, okay?
Okay.
Okay. We all a family, and we love each other so. And when in trouble, on our knees we go. I'm talking about a family that prays together. We'll stay together. A family that prays together. We'll stay together. We all a family, and we love each other so. But when in trouble, on our knees we go. I'm talking about a family that prays together. We'll stay together. A family that prays together. We'll stay together. That's the verdict of that song. I wanted to sing that song for the family today, but Miss Braddock wanted me to sing. She wanted me to sing "This Little Light of Mine." I'm gonna let it shine, this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, well, this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine, well, everywhere I go. I'm gonna let it shine, well, everywhere I go. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Shine for you and I, Lord, I'm gonna let it shine. Shine for you and I, Lord, I'm gonna let it shine. Well, shine for you and I, Lord, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Amen.
Amen. Woo, two powerful songs. We all are of the family of God. And she talked about loving one another in a family that prays together, stays together. And, of course, yes, indeed, we got to let our light shine. Let our light shine brightly before men so that they may see God in us. You know, sometimes we children of God may not let their light shine, but we got to let our light shine so men may see God in us. So today we're going to do some declarations for our children. We decree and declare that our children are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. We decree and declare that our children are 10 times smarter than their friends like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We decree and declare that our children do not have ADHD, schizophrenia, autism, all those negative curse words. We bind those, and we say that our children have the mind of Christ and are taught of their families. We decree and declare all word curses, generational curses, are broken off our children. We decree and declare our children are taught to receive instruction, to receive wisdom, to perceive words of understanding, to receive instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. We decree and declare our children are knowledgeable and are taught discretion. We decree and declare our children are wise and will increase in learning, understanding, and shall obtain wise counsel to understand a proverb and the interpretation of it. Like Solomon taught his son in the book of Proverbs, we decree and declare our children are healthy. They eat healthy. They get plenty of exercise. They are well-favored, skillful in all wisdom, cunning and knowledge and understanding science, and are able to stand before kings, before presidents, before leaders like Daniel and his friends. We decree and declare our children have the favor of the Lord on them. Now, this morning, we're going to talk about a great man of God. We're going to start talking about before he became a great man of God. But, you know, he was a powerful man. His name was Saul. And now, later, his name was changed to Paul. So the title of the message is, Are You On Your Way to Damascus Like Saul? Is Jesus calling you on his path, his righteous path? Are you on your way to Damascus like Saul? Is Jesus calling you on his path, the righteous path? All of us were created in God's image, and all of us have a purpose that God has put on the inside of us. As we discover what that purpose is, we will face trials and tribulations. Trials come to make us stronger, stronger in God. And we do face trials. Our children face trials. What we are made of, you know, we will discover when we face these trials what we're made of on the inside. There are two paths on your journey, on our journey. One path leads to death and destruction, and the other leads to abundant life. They are both eternal, forever. But it depends on us what road we choose and where we spend as to where we spend eternity. Many times we take the wrong path before we discover the right path. And sometimes we take the right path and then we veer off on the wrong path like the prodigal son. But like the prodigal son, we come back on the righteous path. Most of the time we think we are on the right path, doing the right thing. But that is a trick of the enemy, trying to make us think that we are on God's path, like Adam and Eve that were tricked by the enemy. And when they realized what they had done, they felt ashamed, and they were naked before God, open and bare, everything exposed. When God come to ask, where are we? We feel ashamed, and our sins are exposed. We have to repent. But will we repent, or will we let pride get in the way? The man we will talk about today, he did many, many things against God. And sometimes, you know, we do things against God knowingly and sometimes unknowingly. Well, this man of God, Saul, he did some drastic things against God. He had something drastic that happened to him before he could realize that he was on the wrong path. Let's look at, you know, this about Paul, about Saul. Saul of Tarsus began his journey to becoming Paul the apostle on the road to Damascus. God knew Saul was perfectly suited for the task. First, Paul was a Hebrew and a Pharisee. No one could accuse him of indifference or failure to set a standard. He studied under Gamaliel, and no Jew would consider him ignorant of the scriptures. He grew up in Tarsus, which gave him his Roman citizenship, and he was acquainted him with the ways of the world. He was an articulate communicator, which made him perfect to write nearly two-thirds of the New Testament. He hotly pursued righteousness, a passion that helped him reach Asia Minor. God appoints specific leaders to fulfill a mission. He doesn't hold a popular vote. If he had, no ancient believer would have voted for Paul. Instead, God saw Saul's qualities and called him to both follow Jesus and to lead men. Now, you know, like I said, sometimes we're on the wrong path, but we think we're on the right path. So Saul of Tarsus was strong, and he was a determined man. He was a murderer, and he prosecuted God's people, Christians. He had he made havoc on the church. You know, he went into every house, and he railed at men and women and sent them to prison. So let's look at a great change that took place in Paul's life. When his purpose was activated on the road to Damascus. Now, let's turn in our Bibles to Acts chapter 7, verse 58, and we'll learn, you know, about Saul. Acts chapter 7, verse 58. You know, Saul was, he was something else. Whatever he was believing in at the time, he went for it wholeheartedly. I mean wholeheartedly. Acts chapter 7, verse 58 says, and cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witness laid down the clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. So, you know, Saul was persecuting Christians. He persecuted Stephen and had him stoned to death. Now, let's look at Acts 9, Acts chapter 9, where, you know, it talks about Saul on his road to Damascus. You know, Saul was, he was something else. He was breathing out threats and slander against the disciples of the high priest. And he desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogue. And if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. In other words, he bound their hands and their feet. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined a light round about him from heaven. And he fell to the earth, and he heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why you persecute me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecuted. You know, whatever we do to each other, we're doing it as unto the Lord. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he was trembling and astounded. Now, we're talking about a man who killed people, murdered people. Can you imagine him trembling? But we will all tremble at the mighty voice of God. And so he trembled. He said, what do I have to do with you? Who are you? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go unto the city, and it shall be told of thee what thou must do. Now, don't you know when God called you like that, you can't say no? And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless. They heard a voice, but they didn't see anybody. So Saul arose from the earth. Now, remember, he was following the devil. But when Jesus spoke to him, he started on another path. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were open, he saw no man. But they led him by his hand, and they brought him to Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight. He was blind, and neither did he eat. So he fasted for 3 days. Remember, Jesus fasted? He fasted 40 days, 40 nights. And many people of God fast. He fasted. So, you know, that helps us to hear the voice of you even clearer. So as Saul and a certain disciple was in Damascus named Ananias, and he said unto the Lord in a vision, Ananias, he said, behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the street called Straight. Now look at what the street's called, Straight. And inquire into the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarshish. And behold, and he prayed. And he had seen a vision of a man named Ananias coming. Now, this was Paul. He saw a vision. He knew Ananias was coming, and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. Now, you know, he had seen all of his life. So he wanted to see again, but he had to obey God in order to see. Then Ananias answered the Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he had done to the saints in Jerusalem. And there he has authority from the chief priests to bind all that called on your name, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and the kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on Saul, brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me that he mightest receive thy sight, that you might receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, you know, a lot of us have physical sight, but we don't have spiritual sight. So Saul didn't have spiritual sight, neither did he have physical sight until Ananias laid his hands on him. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. And he went, and when he had received meat, in other words, he started eating after his fast, he was strengthened. He was weak. You know, like Christ, after he fasted 40 days, he was weak. And Satan came unto him. But you know, Saul was blessed because Ananias came unto him, and he was baptized, and he was filled with the Holy Ghost. There Saul, then was Saul certain days with the disciples, which were at Damascus, and straightway he preached Christ. Now, right after he was baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost in the synagogues, he started preaching Christ, that he is the Son of God. Now, remember, he was persecuting Christians before. He was killing people who were saying Christ. He was killing them all. But now, look at what he's doing. He turned around and now he's preaching Christ. But all that he heard, all that heard him were amazed and said, is not this he that destroyed them which called on the name in Jerusalem and came hither for that intent, that he might bring them bound unto the chief priests? But Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews and dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is the very Christ. Now, you know, God can turn people around. He can turn the heart of a king. So he turned Paul's direction around. We can be headed in one direction, and when God calls us to go in another direction, don't you know, we don't have a choice. We're going to go. The pull, the call of God is so strong, you cannot go in another direction other than the direction which God is leading us by his Spirit. You can be a murderer. You can be a prostitute. You could be a gang leader. You could be a liar. You could be a drug dealer. You could be a homosexual. You could be a lesbian. You could be a robber. You could be a thief. You could be an assassin. Whatever you were doing before, when God called you, he has your number, your phone number. He knows all about everything in you because nothing is secret from him. He knows your weaknesses. He knows your strength. He made you. He birthed you in your mother's belly. He knows what will have you surrender to him. So it took all that for Paul to surrender. God knows everything about us, just like he knew Saul, who later became Paul. When Jesus called Paul, who was persecuting the people of God, Saul didn't even know who was calling him. Saul thought he was doing the right thing by persecuting Christians. You know, he didn't even know who Jesus was. Sometimes the people of God think they're doing the right thing, even when they persecute each other. While they persecute each other, sometimes they persecute each other with the mouth, or they take action against each other. Some brothers take action against brothers. Some brothers take action against sisters. Some sisters take actions against brothers and so forth. Some children take actions against, you know, the children of the Most High God. But you know what? In Acts 9:3, when Jesus comes many times, he comes suddenly out of nowhere, and he shines his light on our sins. Then we are faced to repent of them. The light of Jesus is so bright, we can't miss it. Whatever we have done wrong is going to come to the light. Acts 9:4, Jesus will clearly let us know. He will also let us know who he is, and he'll let us know in a great way who he is. People around us will realize that something is happening on the inside of us, and it will show on the outside of us. But they may not see or hear what Christ is saying to us. I was headed in the wrong direction, doing the wrong thing like Paul, But I thank God that he saved me, filled me full of the spirit, of his spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, and he delivered me from those wrong things that I was doing, and he healed me. And he continuously, bringing me closer to him. I'm a work in progress. I'm constantly being reconstructed to his liking. I thank God for this process. Is God speaking to you today about coming off of the path of destruction like Saul and leading you on his path to be like Paul on God's side? Paul was on the side of the enemy, but he didn't even know it until Jesus spoke to him. Is Jesus speaking to you today to switch sides to the righteous side? Why not follow him today and forevermore? Let's look at Philippians 2. Philippians 2. It's in the New Testament. You know, God's word is true. It's inspired. His word is inspired. So we have to obey God's word. Philippians 2, verse 9, it says, wherefore God hath highly exalted him and gave him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow in the things of in things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation. Work out your own salvation. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Fear and trembling. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Now let's look at Romans. You know, this Philippians was written by Paul. You know, after he became Paul. Look at what he wrote in Philippians about working out your own soul salvation. Now let's go to Romans 10. Guess who wrote Romans? You got it right, Paul. He wrote Romans, a letter to the Romans, to the Roman church. You know, he was very gifted. And God used every one of those gifts. God turned Paul's gifts toward him because he put those gifts in him. And, you know, many times we use our gifts to glorify the devil. We always say, the devil did this, the devil did that, the devil did. You know, we got to give God more glory than we give the devil. But I want you to know, in Romans 10, which Paul wrote Romans. He wrote a letter to the Roman church. Yes, he did. And in Romans 10, verses 8 through 10, he says, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is that the word of faith which we preach. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So we believe God's word because his word is truth. His word is truth. He wrote his word, and his word is true. His word endureth forever. God honors his word above his own name. Yes, he does. He is a mighty, mighty God. And he honors his word above his name. God is great, and he is greatly to be praised. God is great, and he is greatly to be praised. Today we honor the Most High God, and we praise his name. Can y'all hear the song?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes, we can hear it. Of who you
worship the Lord today because of who he is. He is mighty. He is great. He is awesome. And look at what love he has for us. We worship the Lord today. Well, today salvation is extended for anyone who is not saved. Is there anyone on the line who would like to be saved today? We offer you salvation today. Press 1 if you haven't already pressed 1 for salvation. Salvation is extended. If you're already on, you can just speak. All right. Looks like all of us are saved. We're going to pray a prayer of salvation for those who may come on later, who may not be saved, and let them know that we honor the Most High God. So we're going to say this prayer. Father God, we know that you are not willing that any should perish, but desire that all should come to repentance. Therefore, we are praying for unsaved persons, whomever they may be, in our family, in our neighborhoods, even people in our church who may not be saved. We're praying for children who may not be saved. We're praying for the elderly. We're praying for the youth who may not be saved. We're praying for people in every city, every state, in the nation, in the world. And Satan, we command you in the name of the Lord Jesus to take your hands off of them and cease and desist in your maneuvers and activities against them. Dear Father and Lord of the harvest, we claim everybody in the world who's not saved worldwide for your kingdom. And we pray that you would send someone across their path to whom they would listen to and relate, they can relate to. Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you would give laborers words
so that they can hear and understand and cannot deny, so the glorious light of the gospel will shine unto them, and that they would believe and be saved. For this, Father God, we give you thanks in Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Amen and amen. So I thank God for his word this morning. I thank God for each of you. It is prayer time on Bible Storyland. So my first request is for my Aunt Mildred, my cousin Mavis and her daughter and family, and, of course, four families all over the world. So if you are already press one, you can request prayer. If you have not, you may press one. Hello? Anybody there?
We are here.
Okay, let's see. Somebody press one here. Hold on, please. Okay, that's Evangelist Brenda Lombard from Houston, Texas. She's going to be praying for people. Good morning, Sister Brenda. How are you?
Good morning, Sister Gatlin. How are you, Sister G? Love you. And good morning to all our listening audience as well.
Amen, amen. All right, we're still waiting for people to press 1 to make your prayer request known unto the Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sister G. This is Sandra from
New Orleans. Oh, good morning. How are you, Sandra?
I'm fine, and I just called just to tell you that I appreciate everything that y'all have preached, and everything, because it's been a blessing, and I know it's been a blessing to everyone. I just want to pray, you know, for that y'all will continue in Christ, you know.
Amen.
And, that he will strengthen y'all every step of the way.
All right. Thank you, Sister Brenda Lombard. Okay, someone else press 1. Good morning, Sister Cheryl. How are you?
Good morning. Not feeling too well, a little ill in my body. I woke up with a migraine. I was only able to catch the last 10 or 20 minutes, so I thank God for that. I had to buy a device to be able to be on my computer because of the power outage I told you about. In the building. So I would just like to ask for prayer for that, God's covering. I also made a call to City Hall and yesterday for an inspector to come, and I'm praying that the right person comes and that they would work in my favor. All my food went bad because of this. I bought a roast for the ministry, just bought it, and the attack of the enemy made my food go bad. And I'm just asking that God would vindicate me from this situation.
Amen, amen. Okay. Well, my heart goes out to you, and we will lift you up in prayer. We thank God for you. All right. Let's see. Someone else press 1 here. Trying to see who it is. 281. 312. You press 1.
All right, my phone lost the connection. I brought myself back in.
Okay, all right. Would you like prayer?
No, thank you.
Okay, all right. Okay, anyone else need prayer? Press 1, please. We're waiting. We don't want to go off the air or, you know, or move on until, you know, you ask for prayer if you need it. Now, only if you need it. I know I do. I'm asking for prayer for myself. That I will continually obey God, do what he wants me to do. You know, because a lot of times I want to do what I want to do. You know, I get up and I write out a list of things that I want to do. But, you know, God has another plan. Sometimes I got to drop that list and say, oops, Father, I do what you say. I surrender to you today. You have your way in me today. You know, he may have me go downtown, ride a bus, and pray.
Yes.
He may have me, you know, people on the path. I go to the post office. He may want me to pray. So, you know, I may say, oh, I want to wash clothes. I want, hey, he going to give me time for all of that. So I yield to his will. So pray that I will continually yield to the Lord. Anybody else? prayer request.
Mr. G, just one thing I do want to ask for prayer for a young lady. The Lord allowed me to help the other day. I found a young white girl. She might have been in her 20s on the back of the church steps over here by my house. And the girl was beat up, abused and neglected by a boyfriend, old boyfriend. And I took her down to my clinic, and I told her I couldn't force her. Did she want my help? I was on my way home. Had to pick up the little prophetess in a few minutes. She said yes. I took her to the clinic. They did an intervention, and they put her in, the hospital, you know, to help her. She was, detoxed and everything. But I just want to ask prayer for Janelle. That's her name.
Janelle. Okay.
And I thank God she was willing to go. So she had been shot in the stomach 6 times from somebody else in New York. So, yeah, so I thank God that the Lord used me. And like you said, we have to be ready, listening, to try to help when we can in those opportunities.
Yes, we do. All right, anybody else? Prayer requests. We're going to start praying in just a few minutes. Okay, someone else here, press 1. Hold on, please. All right, 904-710, you on the air?
Okay, yeah, David Emanuel, I talked to you last week about my mother smoking, praying for her, and she actually took the smoking patch off and started back smoking because some guy told her, like, every 3 days he takes his off and smoke and all that. So just pray that she doesn't get around people that aren't going forward and she doesn't, that she just gets closer with God and makes the right decisions. And I pray that I get the patience to wait on God to do what he got to do and not think that I can do all things and get myself stressed out.
Okay.
All right. Got it.
Okay, thank you, David Emanuel.
Thank you.
All right, anybody else? Prayer request, press 1. Okay, while you're thinking of prayer request, okay, we're going to wait one more second. Nobody else, press 1. We're going to go to the throne room. Call upon the mighty God, our Father. All right,
praise
Sister
God.
Brenda Lombard, the requests are Aunt Mildred, Mavis, her daughter, and their family. Families all over the world. Sandra Lombard wanted to pray for all the people of God and for their strength, that they would stay steadfast, unmovable. For Sister Cheryl, illness in her body, she has a headache. And, you know, that God would stay the hand of the enemy, because he promised if we would obey him, if we would tithe, if we would follow him, he would stay the hand of the enemy. So she's been going through a lot recently, so we're lifting up her for covering and also for the young lady Janelle, for her salvation, her healing, healing in her body, spiritual healing and deliverance. And for myself, that I will continually yield to what God wants me to do, that I won't do it what I want, that I'll do what God wants. David Emanuel is continuously, you know, he's a heavy heart for his mother. So we're praying that God will lift that heavy heart off of him and he would cast his mother's care upon the Lord. Someone in his path, in his mother's path, that would speak to her about the Lord, and that she would be like Saul and turn into a Paul. And also he's asking for patience to wait. All right, that's it.
Praise God. Good morning to one and all. This is Evangelist Lombard, and I would just like to ask Prophet Cheryl, Evangelist Cheryl, has she had any further report about the family that lost the children where only the father and the mother were saved several weeks ago, and she came on the air with that report?
No, ma'am, but I can inquire because I know who put out that report. I will do that also, too.
Yes,
because I was wondering,
because we all cried on that. We all cried out on that day, and it certainly touched my heart. As a matter of fact, it broke my heart when I heard that that prayer request, and I would like to encourage you in the fact that be encouraged, because the best is yet to come for you.
Amen.
The best is yet.
Thank God for that.
Is going to come to you. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
I feel impressed to share with you. You're going to have a breakthrough. You're going to have a breakthrough in your situation. Father God, we just cover all those with prayer requests with your precious blood, and we cancel assignment of Satan against all of our lives now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we just speak to Janelle, the young lady who was shot, the one that Sister Cheryl found on the steps. Father God, we bind up the strong man of infirmity and death. And Father God, we speak to her digestive, excretory, reproductive systems, Father God. And we send the word to penetrate that area now in the name of Jesus. You say the word, we just send your word. We stand upon Psalm number 107, verse 20, and you sent your word to heal them of all of their affliction and their destructions. So we send the word to penetrate an affected area, that abdominal area now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We lose a miracle of healing. Father God, we ask you to reverse all those lying symptoms now and restore her back to health. And Lord Jesus, when she has been restored to health, we pray that she will look to you.
Yes, Lord.
And she will look full into your face and believe you and receive you as a personal Savior. Make you the Lord of her life. And give her a brand new start. Give her a total new beginning in the name of Jesus. And remove and cut off, along with Brother Emmanuel's mother, and cut off all those people, hallelujah, in her life that would try to destroy, those people that would try to harm her, Father God, that boyfriend or anybody else who would try to come into her life. Because they say that in John 10:10, that the thief, that Satan comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. So, Father God, we pray that you would remove everyone from our lives, not only from their lives, but from our lives, that will lead us in the wrong path. Those people that will try to kill, to steal, and to destroy from us, in the name of Jesus. And we bind the spirit of addiction from Emmanuel's mom. Now take away the taste. Take away the need for cigarettes in her life and replace it with something else. Hallelujah. Deliver her. Let her be totally healed, set free, and delivered in the name of Jesus. And Father God, give her love. Give her more love for you. So she'll begin to speak the word when she had these desires, when these urges would come upon her, that she began to speak the word. Hallelujah. These situations. Father God, we pray. We pray for Caritha, Sister Caritha, and for her family members that they would continue to walk in health, in divine health.
Yes.
And we lose ministering angels to go out now to make every crooked way straight in their lives now. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we lose peace and comfort. To Aunt Mildred, we do miss her. Bless her, Father God. Bless Mavis, her caretaker, and her daughter, and Cheryl, along with her husband. Lord, continue to unite that family. Continue to bring them closer. In Jesus' name. Remember our guest speaker, Sister George. Continue to strengthen her. Open up more doors of opportunities for her to go out and to speak. Remember Sister Jack and her family, and bless her with more people to take care of, she and her family. Bless them with finances. In fact, bless all of those that's online today, Father God. Add unto and multiply our finances, and we decree and we declare this would be the most joyous, the most peaceful Christmas and New Year's that we've ever had. Father
yes.
God, put us within the boundaries of your perfect will for our lives, in the name of Jesus. Grant us all a closer walk with thee. Grant us all a desire, more of a desire, to come and sit in your presence and be ministered to by you. Father God, grant us the desire to begin to pray. Loose upon us the spirit of an intercessor that we might cry out not only for ourselves and for our families, but for others. Remember President Obama, his family, Vice President Biden and his family. Remember the cabinet, Father God. Give them wisdom, knowledge, and a better understanding of the problems which are confronting them on a national, international basis, Father God. Remember all those appointed and elected officials throughout the land, Father God. Open up the doors of their understanding where they might have a greater grasp, a greater understanding of the problems that's confronting them. Father God, we're asking for our revival to take place from shore to shore, from the Atlantic to the Pacific, from Canada to Mexico, Father God. Send forth the winds of a revival that your word may go forth in every city, every state, every hamlet, Father God, where it may be preached.
Yes.
May lives be changed. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
May people forsake their ways and live out our lives in total obedience and total yieldingness to the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, bless those of us that's in the ministry.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, let us be more yielded, more obedient to you. Oh, God, make us more, help us to take off self and be clothed on. Take up Christ Jesus. Be clothed upon by his spirit, Father God. Oh, God, let us live lives full of integrity. Let us walk in holiness before your face. I plead the precious blood of Jesus over every saint's home, their residence, wherever they stay at, Father God, over, around, and through it. Over the four corners of every wall in every room on today, over every article in our homes, over the doors, over the windows, and we ask you to loose ministering angels to stand guard at every door. We bind all spirits of accidents as we go about the cities, highways and byways traveling. Redeem the time for us to get to our destination and then back home. Redeem the time for us to get through with our chores on today, Daddy God. That should have loose ministry and angels to go out now to make every crooked way straight in our lives. Teach us how to be more effective witnesses. Father God, you say, he that winneth souls is wise. Give us the saints more souls to lead to Christ Jesus. Make us a blessing. Send each and every one online today and those that will be on the line in the future. Send us somebody every day of our lives that we can bless, we can be a blessing to, we can encourage, that we can lead to Christ. Use us, Father God, for your glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Replenish all the things that Sister Cheryl lost, that Evangelist Cheryl lost, Daddy God. And not only did she lose, but we've all stood at a loss in some area of our lives. Replenish those things that were lost, Father God. Multiply. The food, the clothing, the money, Father God. In the name of Jesus. And we take time now to give you the praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
There is, I went and looked at my prayer. This is Evangelist Vivian George. I went and looked at my list. There are two, and I'm sorry it took so long. But I just went and looked at, I've been interceding. I had this prayer request handed to me to pray for Elijah and Kyron, who has, Elijah has brain tumors, and Kyron has some kind of brain disease. So you all keep these two children in your prayers. Amen?
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
All right, Sister Brenda, you want to say a quick prayer for Elijah. And what was the other child's name, Sister Olivia?
Kyron.
K-Y-R-O-N. No,
K-Y-R-O-N.
I'm sorry, someone's talking with us. Would you hold on, please? Sister Vivian, Elijah has a brain tumor, and
yes.
What is it with Kyron?
Kyron has some kind of degenerate cancer as well in the brain.
Okay. All right. Okay, Sister Brenda, can you pray for them?
Yes, Father God, we lift up these two young people you have thrown the grace right now. And Father God, we command their brains to get in line with the word of God. We curse these traumas, these tumors, and these roots, at the root, not in the name of Jesus. And we send the word to penetrate the brains. Oh, God, you sent your word and healed them of their afflictions and their destruction. So, Father God, we just bind up the strong man of infirmity and all these lying symptoms, Father God. We ask you to reverse them. We ask that you would give them a miracle, a recreative miracle. Give them new brain cells, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you multiply and replenish those brain cells now in the name of Jesus. We bind death and we speak life, divine health to them now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Remember
amen.
The loved ones. Remember those caretakers that are taking care of them, Father God. We bind fear. We bind oppression and depression from the caretakers, from the family members, not in the name of Jesus. And we lose encouragement to them. We lose patience and faith to them. In Jesus'
yes.
name we pray, amen. Continue to strengthen them.
Yes.
Thank you, Sister Vivian, for that prayer request.
Amen. Well, I want to lift up families this morning. Father God, I thank you for creating families with each person you created in your holy image. We repent, Father God, for sins, trespasses, iniquities of the fathers, mothers, and of the children. Forgive us, Father God, for sinning against you. You are the Most High God. Give us a heart to obey you in the name of Jesus. And help us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for everything that you're doing. Jesus, help families to choose to follow you daily. We pray for fathers, mothers, and children who do not know you as their Lord and Savior. Father, we ask you to save them in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to remove all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking. Be put away from us with all malice. Teach us, Father, to be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us. Father, we bind the hand of the enemy that tried to destroy, separate, cause family members to fight against one each other. We lose love in the name of Jesus and peace to families. We bind up backlash, retaliation of the enemy against families because they follow you. We lose protection and peace to families. Help us as parents to train up our children in the way they should go so they will be faithful to you all the days of their lives. We decree and declare that godly husbands and wives would submit themselves to one another in the fear of the Lord. We decree and declare that husbands love their wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. We decree and declare that wives submit themselves to their own husbands as unto the Lord. We decree and declare that men ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. We decree and declare that wives reverence their husbands. We decree and declare that children are obedient to their parents in the Lord, for this is right. We decree and declare that children honor their fathers, mothers, and which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with them and they may live long upon the earth. We decree and declare God's order in families. We thank you, Father God, for children or our inheritance of you, O Lord, and the fruit of the womb is our reward in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O Lord, for turning the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to the fathers. lest they come and smite the earth with a curse. Mokoshe Bakadiyashe, lest you come and smite the earth with a curse. Thank you, Lord, that children's children, grandchildren, and so on are the crown of old men, and the glory of the children are their father. We decree and declare that fathers and mothers will obey your word in Deuteronomy 6:6-9, and these words which I command you this day shall dwell in your shall be in you, and you shall teach them diligently unto your children, and shall talk of them when they sit in the house, and when they go out, when they walk in the way, when they walk, when they get up, and you shall bind them as a sign upon their neck, upon their hand, and they shall be as frontless between their eyes. And you shall write them upon the posts of your house and on your gates. Mokoshe Bakadiria. Father, we thank you, O Lord, for parents that correct Mokoshe Bakadiria, their children, so they can have rest and the children will give delight to their souls. We thank you, O Father God, that you will not provoke Mokoshe children to wrath, that the fathers will not provoke the children, that the fathers will not provoke the children to wrath, but they will bring them up in nurture and admonition of you, O Lord. Father God, we ask you to continually bless each and every family, Father God. Provide for them as you always do. Blessed is everyone that fear you, O Lord, and walk in your ways. For they shall eat Mokoshe and lay the labor of their hands. Happy they shall be, and it shall be well with them. The wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, your children and their children like the olive trees planted round the table. Behold, blessed shall be the family that fear you, O Lord, and all children, and all your children shall be taught of the Lord, and greatly shall be the peace of your children. Amen and amen. This is a brief announcement. Bible Storyland presents Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies, every Thursday at 5 p.m. beginning. It began December the 1st, so we've had children come on, and I thank God that those children are, they are brilliant. It looks like they have been in the throne room of God, just dwelling in his place. Those children come on weekly, and I tell you what, they are listening, being instructed of the Lord, and they are obedient, and they are learning what thus saith the Lord. So I thank God for the children who've been coming on. Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies is a radio talk show created to teach our youth the ways of God, to encourage them to speak, and to speak into their lives as though they be, to introduce them to Christ and to help them develop a relationship with their Creator, Father God, at a young, tender age. Ecclesiastes 12:1. To train the children up in the way that they should go, so when they are old, they won't depart from it. And the theme scripture for Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies is found in 1 Corinthians 13:11, which says, our foundation scripture, which says, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man or a woman, I put away childish things. So today we are celebrating a one-year anniversary for Bible Storyland. We began a year ago about this time, so I thank God for his faithfulness to allow us to be on Blog Talk Radio Show for 1 year. It's closing time. Anybody have a brief announcement or something brief that they want to say?
Minister Carissa, originally, God willing, I had planned to do my broadcast at 12 o'clock this afternoon, and I booked my show, but with the mechanical failure here with the power outage, I had to buy a device, which I thank God, a broadband. But what also happened was, you know, I didn't realize when you don't book consecutively, they'll take your show off the air. It was only a few days. So
okay.
I'm just praying that, and I should have asked for prayer for that, that I can somehow get back in with my old email, because it changed on Facebook, and with that I lost my whole dashboard. It's in there, but it's just access. I can't access it by 12. I can't.
So you're asking
today,
for the
show?
Is that what you?
Because I had a class. Yeah, I had a class today.
Okay.
All right.
So
yeah, I was asking that would be restored
Dashboard to me, so I don't have to start all over. If you go on now, you'll see my name, but I can't get to my studio.
I got it. All right. Okay, thank you, Sister Cheryl. So we'll pray that your show will be restored. It was a great show with her and the little prophetess. And I thank God for each of you. One more brief announcement. Somebody press one.
That was me.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you, man. Hey, I wanted to thank that lady that came on and talked about the family and the wives and the roles of the family, and just say that sometimes if you just be quiet, God will do the speaking for you. So I just want to thank her for giving that message, and it was a blessing.
Amen. Thank you, David Emmanuel. We thank God for you. You are a blessing.
All right.
Well, it is closing time. As I said, we've gone over a little. So I thank God for allowing us to go over time. But be blessed and be a blessing to someone else. So have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. God loves each of you so much. So show him in return that you love him. You know, sometimes we do it with our lips. But, you know, we got to do it with our whole heart. So love indeed, not just with your lips. Show God you love him by obedience. That's how we show obedience.
Yeah.
That's what Jesus did. He obeyed God. He didn't want to go on the cross, but he obeyed God. He said, Lord, if this cup could pass, let it be. So he asked him twice. But it was the Father's will. So what is the Father's will for each of you? Ask him. Now, you know, we have to follow his commandments. Deuteronomy 6:5. I'm not going to even repeat it. Look it up. Deuteronomy 6:5. That's the first and great commandment. And the second one is likened to it. So look up the first commandment. The second one is for us to love each other like we love ourselves.
Yeah.
So if you don't know how to love God, yourself, ask him. He'll do it for you. He'll do it for you. We can't do some things ourselves, but we can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth us. So I bless God for each of you. I love you. I look forward. Now, let me make this a quick announcement. Next Saturday, I will not be on the air. Bible Storyland will not air. We have a conference at our church, Iron Sharpen Iron, next Saturday. So we'll be back on the 24th. On the 24th, so spread the news, and you are invited to come to the conference. It is free in Jacksonville, Florida, December 16th, 17th, 18th at Spoken Word Ministries with Apostles Kimberly Daniels and her husband, Apostle Ardell Daniels. You are invited. It's going to be an awesome conference, best conference going for. So I look forward to seeing you there, and I look forward to hearing your wonderful voices on December the 24th again. All right. God bless each of you.
God bless you. Love you.
Love you too. Love you, Sister Cheryl. Thank you. Love each of you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all for coming on. You are a blessing. Thank God for you. talk to y'all next time. December 24th. Love y'all.